Are up to Daf Yud Aleph Amud Beis, the very bottom of the page. Zog di Gemara, said the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Yosef, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Masechta Nozer. Ha'omer l'shluchai, somebody says to his shliach, say, go out, v'kadesh li isha stam, he says to a shliach, go out there and find me a woman. And then the shliach doesn't make it back. The din is, asur b'chol anoshim shebo'olam. This person here can never get married to anybody. Why? Because chazaka shliach oisa shlichus. We assume that a shliach fulfilled the shlichus. The kivin le'parish le, since you didn't tell him which girl, you just said, find me a nice girl, and the shliach never made it back. So you assume the shliach first did a shlichus before something happened to him. The holoyoda hayni yukodish le. Who is the woman that he married? And maybe this new woman that you want to marry is a sister, a mother, a daughter, or something. Zayden, she's a geyeris. Then it's a different story. But otherwise, you can't marry any Yiddish girl. You can't marry any Yiddish girl. So who?
Yisayma has no mishpacha. No one who would be also because of her.
Maybe Yisayma also have, if you know that you would from the day that she before the shlichus, no family, nothing else. Yeah. Now, taste is very interesting here. So no, this chazok is shlichas ruzim ha'teira, and but taste is here something very interesting. He says the whole sugya is in Gittim. Let's learn this taste because it's very interesting taste. He changes the whole thing around. Normally we learn that this is Mahat Torah and everything else. Look at Taisus. Top Taisus, Yud Beis Amud Aleph. Also, B'chol HaRa'ilam, Taisus has a very interesting question. First of all, why is only this person forbidden to marry any woman? No Yiddish man should be able to marry any woman, because maybe the woman that he'll marry is a woman that was engaged to somebody else already. Just like this guy, the Meshalech, has to worry that maybe every girl is a sister of the one that the Shalech was Mekadosh for him. That any Yid should not be able to get married, because maybe the woman that he wants to marry is the woman that's already engaged through the shliach. Says Tosfos in Tema Bim Kuli Alma, everyone Yid Osur Lisa Nishanam Nishanam, nobody's able to get married. Hashem Zoyisi Shin Eskatcha the shliach.
No.
Doesn't matter. She's Mekudosh. Yeah.
Yeah. But then theoretically, since therefore this woman is stuck. So if the next door neighbor of the Mishalayah wants to
get married. Yeah, but she's a living aguna. She doesn't know who is stuck. So she gets married. She's willing to get married to anybody.
But she
doesn't know who she got engaged to. He doesn't know her, and she doesn't know him. The whole idea. Look at this right here. Urabeinu Tam, according to Rabbeinu Tam, that he holds the Hanoshim Ne'emonos Le'melonis Kadashti, like Moshe was trying to say, according to Rabbeinu Tam, who says that the woman is believed to say, this never, you know, I never was engaged. Then Tainak Gedolus, if she's an adult, Ketana Sheni Yodosim Avin Kibbal Avon Kedushin Ma'ikle Member, Hakiv Emerik Ketana, maybe that the Ketana was the father, you know, received engagement on behalf. Ukvam Mesavir, Yeshleima answers Tesis. Now this is what the Tesis says here, different than Gittin. This whole thing is only Midr Rabban. Mehat Teira Afilu Hu Shadi Lisa. Even the Meshalech can marry any woman he wants. Why not? Why yes? The Azlin and Basaruba. We follow the Rav, and the Rav women of the world are free. Kalaimir, Mikrovas Hamukadosh is he. They ain't the so therefore, the Rav that they're not from these from related. The Eina Ella Knossa Ba'alma. This whole Gemara says Taisus is not because we taka Mahatoyda the Shlichas we got a suffix. This whole thing is a Knas. Why is it Knas? Sha'osa Shliach Stam Le Pirish Le Kaddish Le Plainis. You know what we're punishing you for? Because what chutzpah do you have? What is it? Hefkevelt? He sent out a person, find me a girl. You should have done some research and tell him, go get me Rocholeya, whatever. And we're punishing you that you can never marry. Ulidei Kansu. Oblacherini Le Kansu. Why should we punish everybody else? Then Tes asks a very important question. And he lays down a very important yisoid. The Levi Yisur that I say should be awesome. Atoyda da'av le'kvua. Every woman is fixed. V'chol kvua kimechtsam mechtsam heading marok suvah. That if something is fixed, it's like half and half. We don't care that it's only 1%. This is important rule, says Tes. The loy amrina. We do not say kvua kimechtsa domi only. Elok isha isa nikolatsma. When you can recognize the isa of a heter nikolatsma. And you can recognize the heter. Avok isha ein ha isa nikolatsma.
So if we don't know which girl Bichlal it is, you can't
exactly all the women in the world. Okay, interesting. You know, there's a famous question that Yehuda asks, just as I said, how can you ever send a shliach to marry your woman? They have a rule, which means if you go to get a loan for me, but there's 10 other lenders, then it's not mine because you're hurting everybody else. Since every person can marry this girl, and now when she marries me, She can no longer marry anybody else. So I'm a teifus l'balchayim and mokish l'chav l'chaydim. How does it work? Should be loikani. That's the question of Yehudah, I'm sorry, from Kivega. They all ask this question. So the general answer is, which I never understood the question, I'm saying why not, but the general answer is that migud zochel nafshi zochel nam l'chavri. Since the shlech is able to marry the girl himself, so then he could be had by a mitzi as well. Why? But Rama Chama says, why are you allowed to pick up a mitzi and have somebody else in mind? L'chayra magbiz l'chavela l'ikonah because teish l'chayv. Because migud zochel nafshi zochel l'chavri. It Rava says, because since the guy who found the object can keep it for himself, so once I can give it myself, I can give it to anybody I want. This man can marry this girl. So then it would, but if this girl is a relative of this man, a sister, something, a mother, he can't marry, then you should be able to marry those girls. Why you don't understand this question is very simple. This is just Lufani's 90. By a mitzia, the mitzia itself has no deya in what's going on. So whoever takes it, keeps it. So the question is, if I'm going to do it on behalf of somebody else, I'm affecting everybody else. This girl, nobody can say, this girl's mine. It's up to the girl. She has to have a rotzen. So where's the chav l'acheidim? She happens to like this guy. She wants to marry this guy. So how's the chav l'acheidim? Anyway,
also, my thing, yeah.
Sorry?
You don't know that there's a metziah there. You're walking down the street and all of a sudden...
Yeah, but your din is a chav l'acheidim.
You say that shliach, you have a kavona.
But you don't know which girl. So it's like you don't know. You don't know which girl it is. Find me a nice girl. And that's what they all say. And Eliezer try to poison. Based on this Gemara. Eisvei, sorry, an interesting question. Cain's tuma, a person has to bring a pair of pigeons, shiparcha, and one is an elam of the shlomit, say, and then one that flew away, one of them flew away. One of the birds flew away and joined a bunch of other chatois that were supposed to get killed. For example, we're talking about a zav or someone gave birth, and the din is they have to put out two pigeons or two doves, and one is a chatas and one is a oila. But they didn't yet specify which is the chatas, which is the oila. And one of them flew away, or one of them flew amongst a bunch of other birds which are all chatois, and the din is if you don't know which one, they all become chatois and meses. The five chatois that they all have to get killed. The owner died or whatever it is, and they got mixed up, and there's nothing you can do. He doesn't let them kill. So what do you do now? All you do is find another dove and you match them together. You match them together. However, the ilu came before Eshes. If let's say you specify which will be the oila and which will be the chatas, and then one of them flew away, then ain le takon, because you don't know which one flew away. You don't know which one to buy. V'ilu shah kain ibalma, but all other birds out, but I am all other worlds out there, misaknin, right? I can go and buy any other bird from the world and bring it in. Now, l'cheira, why don't we say that every bird in the world, maybe that's the bird that flew away, and that was the oil of the shlam? Just like we say every woman in the world maybe is a sister or a mother or a daughter of the woman that was engaged. Why don't you say that every bird in the world is the bird that you set aside for oil of chattas? This is the one. What the same question, according to you. Said Gemara, and not only that, it's not just you. Any person, how can they ever bring? He says over here, "V'ilu shakim amasakim amai lemakolchad." Any person in the world, how can they buy a bird? Maybe that bird is already designated as an oilu or as a shlamim. How can anybody ever bring a bird? Yeah, amalei. So Taisa says the Gemara's question actually was not about the rest of the world, it was about the original person that he can go and buy a bird. How can he buy a bird? Because remember, it was only a knas, according to Taisa. We're only counting the person who didn't do it right, didn't take care of it in the first place. But the rest of people don't get counted. So we're talking about him. He can buy a bird to match. How can he buy a bird? Amalei, he said, Kamina no isha deloi naida. I'm talking about a woman that moves around, and therefore, the abili, and you're telling me, isurim. Sorry, I'm talking about a woman that doesn't really move around. It's almost like kavua. So it's much stricter. It's not really kavua. It's almost like kavua. And the amenly at isur the night. You're talking about an isur that moves around. When isur moves around, we say you follow the majority. The majority of the birds is definitely not the bird that ran away. The chitay ma'ayin tell me hachanami night. Over here also, you tell me I wanted that the woman also moved around. Emo b'shukya ashka. Maybe you found her in the market. V'kaddish and you gave kedushin there. So we answer, Hasam Hadil Nechusa. Even though she might have been in the market, when she comes back home, she's back to settled in. That's the Kavua. So they're much stricter. The only thing that I don't understand in the Gemara is we learned the Gemara in Kiddushin that Rav Menagid Aman de Kotcha Beshuka. Rav says that you get Malkus if you ever get someone engaged in the marketplace because that's Pritzis. which is like an Aveira. New Ancient Aveira, how can he make Mikadosh a woman in the marketplace? You have to be discreet, you have to be edel, you have to be refined.
Yeah, help us from the Rav.
See, now Shalich then, you're no longer working for me.
In other words, after Rav made this Takon, then the whole the nature of the Shlichus should change. Till Rav came and made this Menade, what do you do before Rav's made Menade?
But who is discussing it? Abiechir Shlokish. Okay, maybe it's before Rav's Takon. Okay, maybe. Or in Israel, they didn't accept his Takon straight away. Okay. Yeah.
That question, the answer is complete gobbledygook. Another 5 or 10 is discussing, and will you clarify? I didn't know what you were talking about.
Okay. Okay, but now everything's all right?
Because the original question was
Gabekain mi, but by the birds they never come back, they just continue flying around. Rav made a comment, a woman that has no daughter, no granddaughter, no granddaughter from a son, not a mother, not a grandmother, no sister. She has no sister. That's what he's saying. Then obviously you can marry. What about if she has a sister? Now this is the interesting part. She has a sister, but at the time then you appointed the shliach, that sister was a married woman. So the shliach at that point could not have engaged her. But then after she got divorced. Do we need to be chayshish that maybe your sister, maybe the shliach caught up with her sister when she was divorced already and gave her the kedushin for this guy here?
Don't you have to also be chayshish like this? For maybe her father when she was a child.
No, we're talking about that. We know that at the time when he sent the shliach on this day, that she was a single girl.
You know which girl is which?
What do you mean?
You meet
this guy right now stuck. That's what happened. He meets a girl and he finds out that she's a yisaima. She has no sister, nothing else. She asks her, when did you become a yisaima? In 1995. Oh, and I sent the shliach in 2001. So then I know that is no issue. All the way around. Yeah. The afa pisha hoysel achayzvin is gashi. No, she had a sister at the time that was married, but now she's divorced. La'ach, but afterward, he shai is mutter. Why is it mutter l'chayda? Maybe the shliach, 2 months later, found her. My time with the by he shaited the kamalei having a sibin legaber. At the time you appointed the shliach, it wasn't suitable the shlichus.
The husband doesn't come back and all these things. Yeah. And they echoed and say she's going to check out, right? So this woman is being kudish by a shliach. And she says, listen, the guy lives in Melbourne and she's in Sydney, whatever it is, and so on. He's a wealthy guy, blah, blah, blah. He shows her pictures and she looks great. I'm going to prepare to accept kedushin, right? The shliach is on his way back and he dies. Right? She doesn't know her name, she doesn't know anything, she knows the guy.
Yeah.
So now she's stuck also.
That's right.
She's stuck also. So theoretically, once she starts doing the research, maybe the message gets back. Is that this woman looking for
you? You can't rely on maybe. We're not worried that she's the woman. I told you that before. She can tell us I was never engaged. We're worried about her extended family that are us. And they have no issues. They're not doing any homework. Why would they be doing homework? And they live all over the place. And there's no communication.
Relying on the fact that she's going to do research was a special kula by Yavama.
Isha Daiko Minzo, because she knows she can get in trouble.
That's right.
It's an aguna. We don't want agunas. But here also she's a shikal aguna. But what could she do? How is she going to find out who it is? She has no idea who the shliach is. The shliach promised her the goal and he gave her something and left. It's a pit. How is she going to find? Kimashvi shliach. Look how many Tropicana juice bottles have, pictures of missing people. Thousands. They don't find them. Not the English. Kimashvi shliach. Oh, here they're saying it. Kimashvi shliach bimilsa te kamei bimilsa le kamei le masha shliach. Hear this. We look at the time you appointed him as shliach. At the time you appointed him as shliach, this girl was not shy because she was a married woman. Therefore, we're not choshes. Not enough choshes. He doesn't have the power. He's never vested power to marry that girl. Because when I gave you the kach to be my shliach, whoever at that time I could have married, then you'll be my shliach to marry. But since at this time that girl was a married woman, I couldn't have married the girl. How can I make you a shliach? Therefore, even if we find out that that's the person that you've been engaged, you're not engaged. Because the shliach was never given the koyach. In other words, the Gemara is saying, when does the shliach act as a shliach? Not when the maisa happens, but when he was initially designated to become a shliach. So I gave you a koyach to become a shliach at that moment. Says the Gemara, very interesting, because there's a whole discussion in Rishonim and Achreinim about the shliach. If the shliach dies, what happens to the shliach? Is he uy shliach or not? And the question is, when do you become a shliach? And they don't bring this Gemara here. The shliach, the sender, fulfilled it. Can the shliach continue giving the shliach? Or do we say it's over? And the discussion is whether the shliach makes the shliach at the time that he points him. So it doesn't matter if the shliach died or no. The shliach is really only a shliach at the time of when the act. activity takes place. And when they have the whole discussion, it's about Gittin mainly, they don't bring this Gemara here, which is interesting, because this is Mamash Gemara's subject. Let's continue. Okay, Gemara has a question. Time we learned, Harini Nozir, and this mission we just learned, Harini Nozir, I'll be a Nozir, but Olai Leganeach Nozir. Reuven says, I'll be a Nozir, and I'm also going to take upon myself the kabbalas of another Nozir. Vishom Achaved, and Shimon heard, and he said, Vani, and I too, but Olai Leganeach Nozir, and I will also take the kabbalas of another Nozir. Im Hayyad Pikhin, what does the mission say? They're intelligent. Megalchin Zeezeh, each one's Megalech, another person. Each one brings a kabbalah of the person. If not, if they don't tell you, clever enough, they could have saved all the kabbalahs. I'll bring your kabbalah, you bring mine. Otherwise, each one got to bring for somebody else. Now, Bishleim Basra, Shimon already heard what Reuven had to say, and when Shimon gets up and says, I take upon myself the kabbalahs of a nazir, he already knew about Reuven's nazir, so he meant Reuven. Yeah, you could say he meant Reuven. But Reuven, when he made the neder, I'll take upon myself the kabbalas, Shimon wasn't a nazir yet. And you just said that you can only do things when the mitzvah already happened. So, how can he be the shlich? He's saying, I'll be the shlich. I'll be the one bringing the kabbalas. I'm going to have other persons. When the other person, the person number two wasn't a nazir yet. So person number one, if you're saying that the shlich has happened at the time and you said you'll be a shlich, how can person number one be the one bringing the kabbalas to person number two? No, that's not what he meant. Ella Hachikaba, at the time of the Shlichas, what he said was, Imashkachna. Tastes on the bottom of the page has a big problem and he remains a bit masupik. So how does so many Shlichas work when you make someone a Shlich? At the time, you couldn't have done it. It seems like Maria, if you couldn't have done it right now, you can't make a Shlich. And he tastes me so many examples. You do it all the time. You say to a woman, here's flour, and when you make challah, make challah and have me in mind, for the challah. You can't make, right now, if I took the flour, I can't make challah out of flour. I got to turn this person to dough and everything else. So how can I make a shliach? At the time, right now, there's nothing I can't do it myself. I can't take this flour and make challah out of it. I have to go through the whole process. But what Gemara is saying, it doesn't work future. It has to be now, ready. So Gemara says, Hochikom, that's what he meant. Imashkachna da habinazir agalchi. The guy, when he said, I'll take upon myself the kabbalah of else, what he's saying is that if I find that there is somebody else out there who will become. No, I clearly said, even in the future, I'm going to take his kabbalah. So they were like, brother. Yeah, same exact same question. Thesis. Big problem. He doesn't understand how that works. He remains in Tzorchin. So the Gemara said, Ebazei, nu hochanami, why can't I say by a woman? Why can I say by a woman? Rabbi Yechanan said that if at the time I made a shlich, one of the sisters was engaged or was married, it's not shaykh to her. Why not? Why can't it be? I tell the shlich, you have in the next 6 months, whoever you find in the next 6 months, marry, if it's a good girl, I want you to get her engaged for me. That was, I'm giving him the koyach for the future. So Hachinam here too, Hachikam, isn't he telling him, Imashkachas, the Migarish, if you find a girl that she's married now but she'll be divorced in a month from now, Kaddishlein, she's a good girl, I want you to give her an engagement. Amri, we say loy mashvi inish liach ele ben milse de motzi ovid hashto. No, so it must be that the only time you can make a shlich is if I can do it myself. Ben milse de loy motzi ovid hashto loy mashvi shliach. If I cannot do it right now, then I cannot give you. If I don't have the koyach to do it myself, how can I give you the koyach? If this girl is married right now, I cannot marry this girl myself. So how can I get tell shliach marry this girl? Even if I told him clearly in a month from now, 2 months from now, she's divorced. But what koyach am I giving you? So that's Gemara's conclusion. That if I cannot do it now, it doesn't matter, I can do it tomorrow. Because if she's divorced tomorrow, I can also marry her. But if right now at the time when I appoint you as a shliach, I couldn't do it myself, I cannot pass on the koyach to you.
The task that you're giving the shliach has to be achievable.
By myself, exactly.
So you can't make a shliach for your impossible job.
For myself, yeah. If the fruits didn't grow yet, I can't do it. Yeah, it's a big problem. That's the problem. That's a big problem. That's the whole bottom thesis.
Let's say you're a mamona on your field that you'll do next year's bikurim for me and the trumas of my sons.
Teza concludes here that you cannot make a shliach. You cannot make a shliach someone a flower. And the same thing here, if the fruits already are ripe, so I myself could have given him the trumas and the rice or the grains, I can coin the shliach. I can't. No, but trumas is different because we have a concept we hadn't before that you can be zoche in Lodom. So even though you're not working as my shliach, at the time when you do it, you're zoiche, and a non-sadi that I would appoint you as a shlich. So the shlich that I appoint you in the beginning won't work. It'll work because it's zoiche. By challah, because who says it's chus? It's not so simple as chus. And maybe you could say, Tais includes the last line in the bottom of the page, and you cannot make a shlich. It says here, Kivan ahash the iul lematzil hafish einu kara biyadei, because he has the ability to lolosh legalgu. Kivan the mechus alish vegilgu, you can't make a point of shlich. Tais doesn't come at it from the angle of a zechia afterwards. Maybe that's a separate discussion. Maybe it could work as chia. Okay. It's not so simple. Tashma, come in and ask a question. So you're telling me that if I cannot do it now, I cannot appoint a shlech. Let me ask you. We looked in the Dari, Ma'imel Apotrufus, if somebody says to this overseer, executive estate, Shaloi his, call the Dari, I'm going away, call the Dari, Shetidarishti, any neder that my wife makes, me can the Acha over, I'm not complaining until I come home. Hafer la, I want you to annul it. Vihafel and annul. The question is it a good, can Apotrufus do it? We said no, but we had two possible reasons. Yachl yim afar. I would have thought yes. Talmud loy mekam long yabiyish. It says in the pasuk, isha yaki menu veisha yafid enu. Her husband should be mekaimit. Her husband should be afid. The Torah stresses that only the husband can do it. Nobody else. Had it not been for this pasuk, yes, a shliach could have done it, but now he can't do it. Rabbi Yehoshua disagrees. He says, we find the whole Torah that shlucha shalom kamaisa, and therefore mefeidah you could have an apotrufus. Now, why did Rabbi Yehoshua argue? Why did he say you cannot have apotrufus? Time, Madam Rachmanikos and Pasik Isha Yikimenu, the Isha Yifrenu, could you have this Pasik? Halav Hachi had not been for the Pasik, then Rabbi Yehoshua would be made apotrufus mefer. Now let me ask you a question: can the husband himself be mefer? Be the gabbai today, Tanya. We learn clearly regarding the husband. If the husband's not going to be the haimel ishtay, a guy says before he travels his wife, call the dodim shetidoidi. Any neder you make for me, mikan va'acha avon klein until I come back. You kayami should be fulfilled. Amaklum, it's worthless. They already are canceled. Rabbi Lezer, I'm a mufer. It is mufer. Chachamai made a mufer. Now, Chachamai say that you cannot cancel. So the husband himself cannot cancel his wife's nedarim if he's not around, even though he says it before he leaves. So the husband couldn't directly cancel his wife's nedarim. I can make a shliach. Is that I? It doesn't matter. I can't do it. I can appoint a shliach to do it. Completely rejects Rabbi Yochanan's assumption or assertion. That we thought, Ki Amr, Rabbi Yeshua's opinion follows the Rabbanon, the Amri, like Moti Mefa, that you, the husband, cannot cancel. If not for the Pasik, Isha Yikimenu, Isha Yifrenu, Rabbi Yeshua says, Apotruf is having Mefa, Apotruf can be Mefa. Says, Imara, no, Raya, Dilma Eliba de Rabbi Lezer. I'm not sure why we're bringing a kakasha. Why don't we also ask Rabbi Yehoshua? Rabbi Yehoshua, you could make a shlich. Same problem. Why bring Rabbi Yehoshua? Anyway, maybe according to Rabbi Lezer, the Amr says, Moti Mefa. Maybe who said Rabbi Yeshia is saying this according to Rabbanon? Maybe saying this according to Rabbi Lezer, and Rabbi Lezer holds it could be Mefer. If so, Lomeli Lishavi Shliach. If it's according, why? So if so, if the husband could do it himself, why Bchalavi Shliach? Leivuleyu. If he's following Rabbi Lezer before he goes on the trip, if he's worried about the Nedarim before he goes on the trip, he says to his wife, "I want you to know all the Nedarim you're going to make from now till I come back are null and void." Why does he need to point to Shliach and Apotrufus to say if you hear anything? Yeah. Kasavari holds Dilma Mishlech. I might forget. Oy Raschon, I might be in a bad mood, and I'm going to say no when I really should. I need somebody who is impartial, like a Patrufus. Oy Mitradin, I'll be very busy, and I won't have time. Taste already asks, but if you're doing it before you go, you're not angry or nothing else. You do a very galassin, you do it. So Taste answers, you don't want to leave on a note saying to your wife that I'm taking total control of your life for the next 6 months while I'm gone. That you can't make any dorm. She'll feel that she's in prison. So that's not a good way of handling it either.
The other thing is also, this guy might have been a half a time with Chacham. He says, well, if I cancel now the dog for the future, it doesn't work, right? So he says, well, the apotropos is there, and the apotropos hears, so then I'm telling him, when you hear it, you cancel it.
Yeah, but that's a shaila. I cannot do it myself. How can I do it? So the answer is, really, this abiyesha goes according to the one who says you could do it yourself. But I don't understand is, what about Rabbi Yenison? Rabbi Yenison clearly says that you could appoint a shliach. No, and the halacha like the Chacham and the halacha Rabbi Yehoshua. Even though I cannot do it myself, I can appoint a shliach. So that's a good raya to shlag Rabbi Yehoshua. Why are we bringing for Rabbi Yehoshua and then we'll say Rabbi Yehoshua follows Rabbi Lezer, bring Rabbi Yehoshua. Anyway, I don't know. Let's go back to Mishnah. A guy says, I will shave a half a nazir. I'll take the kabbonis of a half a nazir, two kabbonis and three kabbonis. I'll do half. Visham Chaveda, his friend heard Rama Vani Alayda Galei Chatzin. I'll do the other. I'll do also have Zem Megaleach Nozer Sholim Sholim. Meir says since you started off saying Hare Alayda Galech, I take a promise of the Kabbonis. That's very full. And then afterwards you say Chatzin Nozer. There's no such thing as a half a Nozer. What's a Chatzin Nozer? You can't be a half a Nozer. So as soon as you say I took a take a promise of the Kabbonis, you automatically take all the Kabbonis. Each one's Chayiv all three. That's a Meir. Chachom Maimim Zem Megaleach Chatzin Nozer. That Chachomi say they both bring the share together the kabbonis of one particular nazir. No, kabbonis, only the kabbonis. Only the kabbonis. No, they're going to bring the animals. They're going
to
give him. No, they're going to send him. They'll give him, send him. That doesn't really matter. Gemara. Amar says Rabbi. Rashi has three ways of learning Gemara, and Tais has a fourth way. So we'll just do Tais's way, it's the easiest. Omar Rabbi says, Rabbi, Hakol Moedim, everyone agrees, Sayyid HaMez HaChamim, Kol Heichad, if he says Chatzi Karbonus, if he says half of the Karbonus, Nazir Alai, so what's the half referring to? The Karbonus, not half of a Nazir, half of a Karbonus of a full Nazir. So then everyone agrees, Chatzi Karbonaisi. Then even the mayor will agree, you only have to bring half the Karbonus and the other Rabbi's other half. Because I'm not saying the Nazir is half. The Nazir is whole, but he has to bring three Karbonus. I'll pay for half of it, and another guy pays for the other half. Okay. If he says clearly, Karbana is Chatzin Nazir, like I'm going to send all the Karbanas of a half a Nazir, then Kuli Karbanai. Everyone agrees, since there's no such thing as a half a Nazir, everyone agrees that you got to pay, each one got to bring the Karbanas of the entire Nazir. Yeah, exactly. Exactly. If I said, yeah, why not? I can pay you. My time, the whole Ashka, Nazir is the Palgu, no such thing as a half a Nazir. Vichi Poligi, you know when they argue. In the wording of the Mishnah, what does he say here? He say Hare Alai. I take upon myself to legalech to bring for the Chatzin Nazir. I'm taking upon myself to bring. Do we? Yeah, but do we understand? No, the Kabbonis. The Kabbonis.
It literally means to shave. But when the Nazir shaves, that's when you have to
bring Kabbonis.
It's not you who's going to stay in the place of Yaakov to shave the Nazir.
Exactly, it's the Kabbonis. Save me money. Now. Because you say Hare Elai, is that already tantamount to saying that I take upon myself for the zeros? And then afterwards, if I say only half, I'm trying to cut it down. Chi pligi, belish masdeisin pligi. I may so I keep it on Hare Elai. I chayiv a kula carbon. Hare Elai, the full carbon. Nezidus. Vichi karma when he says chatzin. Nezidus. Lav kol kamin. I believed. But abonu savri neder upesach imahu. It's one sentence. Even though I start off Hare Elai, immediately I'm saying only half the kabbonis. That's all I'm chayiv with half the kabbonis. Yeah. Yeah, but the word Hare Elai itself might be already a full neder.
But so was if he says Hare Elai Kabbonis?
That's a full Kabbonis. The word, Mommy says Hare Elai. Hare Elai is different than...
Sorry, Alei Chatzis, sorry.
Yeah, same thing. Hare Elai is a...
incumbent on me.
Exactly. I take upon myself a chiv. It's full. And then afterwards you're cutting it down, you're swapping, you're changing your story. Continue tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem.